Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish.
And if you want to mostly just like gather them and then we can go back and like design them a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Yeah.
Hey, right now-ish listeners. Welcome to the third episode of Adorned. Today, we're taking time to smell the roses and make bouquets with the help of Jessica Alicia Cotrim. She's a floral designer and the owner of Beja Flor Flower Gallery in the Excelsior neighborhood.
The Excelsior in San Francisco is just really special to me, especially seeing how much it has changed and will continue to change. Just owning this store, this studio in the neighborhood that I grew up in, it just makes it that it was a way for me to like hold space in my community.
Jessica's custom flower arrangements also help folks express their emotions. If you need flowers for your altar or to leave at the gravesite of your loved ones, she got you. If you want to celebrate your homie's new promotion by sending them a bouquet, she got you too. Or maybe you just want to buy yourself some flowers. Give yourself some TLC because you deserve that. Jessica can absolutely help with that. Whether it's making elaborate arrangements for weddings or small bundles for a casual customer, Jessica takes her craft seriously. She knows that flowers can truly transform one's space and mood.
Sometimes when you're like in a city setting, it's really hard to get those moments getting out in nature unless you like intentionally like drive somewhere for it. So I think like flower shops and creating bouquets of cut flowers are like a really nice way to like get your hands in nature and creating with nature while still being within like the city setting.
In this episode, Jessica talks to me about the power of adorning our spaces with colorful flowers and how creating bouquets can help our intuition blossom. I'm your host, Marisol Medina Cadena. That conversation coming up right after this.
Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone? Hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years. Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking at these sunflowers that you have toward the entrance of the shop. They're really calling to me.
Yeah.
You work with so many beautiful flowers. Do you have a favorite flower?
Growing up, sunflowers were actually my favorite flowers. I actually have one tattooed on my finger. So they still hold the spot as like one of my favorites. But as I started working with flowers, it's just really hard to pick one. So now I've developed a list of my top five favorites. So when people ask me like what my favorite flower is, I just have to say them all. So sunflowers are still on there. Dahlias, I'm in love with. There's just so many different types of dahlias, and they're also like the official flower of San Francisco. which is the reason that I like them a lot. And then roses, but specifically light pink roses for some reason. They just like bring this like softness to my space that I feel like I need sometimes. Black calla lilies, I love. I just think they're like super unique and elegant. Like a balance to remind you that like there is darkness in the world, but it's beautiful too. And then my fifth favorite flower would be the King Protea. It dries really beautifully. It holds a lot of power. It's kind of shaped like a crown. So it kind of reminds me of like royalty and power. So those are definitely top five.
Do you have suggestions for like places or how to use flowers in our homes to kind of bring a different mood or an energy?
Somewhere like kind of near the entrance when your guests are coming in or when you're coming home at the end of the day, maybe having like a little table or something near your door and having an arrangement there is really special because they're kind of like greeting you and creating like the energy for the space. Bathrooms are really popular, like having like a nice small bud vase, usually maybe something fragrant and whatnot. And like kitchens are also another one where people love to have flowers. A lot of times, like, you know, just like on a counter, if you have like an island or something, having like a little vase of flowers somewhere in your kitchen. And then I would say like your bedroom, like having something near your bed, maybe something a little more intentional, like looking into like the different symbolisms of flowers and having like eucalyptus or lavender, or like flowers that help promote like rest and ease your mind at the end of the day. And having that like near your, like your bed is definitely like a great idea.
Why is that? That flowers like really have this impact on like our mental health and our wellness?
The most basic reason is just that they're really pretty to look at and they're like the colors of them and how unique they are and how they're just like a gift from the earth. Like they're not trying, they're just beautiful. And I think that people kind of pick up on that energy, and I think it subconsciously reminds people that things are just beautiful. Buying flowers for yourself, I think that that's like a really great thing that people can do to cheer themselves up.
Aside from buckets of fresh flowers, Jessica has adorned her shop with artwork made by her friends and other local artists. There's spray-painted canvases with the city's 415 area code and collages with the old-school transfer tickets Muni used to give. The space is steeped in San Francisco imagery, making it feel like a love letter to the city. But Jessica doesn't just rep her Frisco roots. She hangs a Brazilian flag and one from El Salvador in the shop to celebrate her mixed identity.
You know, you always hear like people that are born here but have family or like first generation saying like, no soy de aquí ni de allá. When I think of myself, I think of me being from El Salvador, Brazil, and San Francisco. And I feel like for me, it's like I'm split between three. It's like, no soy ni de aquí, ni de allá, ni de allá. So I try to just bring all of it in and like represent all of it as much as I can so that I don't feel like I'm leaving out any of my culture in anything that I do. And so I just try to represent that everywhere.
Let's talk about the name of the place, Beija Flor. I know it has layers of meaning for you. Can you tell us what's the story behind it?
Yeah, so Beija Flor is a Portuguese word, Brazilian Portuguese, and it basically means hummingbird. But when you take the two words apart, it also means to kiss a flower, so Beija and Flor. And it kind of just came to me one day that it was just really powerful to me because my dad being from Brazil and me not being as close to that side as my family as I am to my Salvadorian side. So just kind of trying to bring in that connection a little more and just how significant like hummingbirds are overall in like Salvadorian culture, Mexican culture, Brazilian culture.
So yeah, definitely just the connection to like the afterlife and just like the spirit of people that aren't here anymore is what I think of when I come across hummingbirds or when I think of hummingbirds.
Were flowers kind of always a part of your life?
When my grandma first came into the country in the 80s, she actually worked at a flower shop in San Francisco. She's always told me that. So I kind of always knew that there was like a little background of like flower shop work there. And like when she comes in here, she's always like, oh, like I used to clean the leaves and the petals or do this or that or whatever. So there's that. And my grandma on my dad's side. And I think this is one of the reasons why sunflowers are my favorite flowers. My grandma's house in Brazil always had like really big, tall sunflowers in the front. She passed away a few years ago. So it's kind of like I just associate sunflowers with her. That's a really early memory of flowers for me. So I guess like connections to my grandmother is a lot.
On your website, you talk a lot about how when you're designing floral arrangements, you also like tap into your ancestral intuition. And that really like resonated with me, and I'd love to hear you explain that or say more.
I definitely think about it in like the spiritual way of your ancestors' energy being around you. So yeah, I feel like sometimes when I'm choosing to put like a rose next to a dahlia or something in a specific arrangement and I'm not really like thinking about it, it's just like a flow that's coming out of me and it just comes out that way. I think it's because of the way that like I appreciate flowers and just like this wisdom that's in me, but that it's been passed down like through like from my people and from my culture. So yeah, just like a really deep lineage of creativity and diversity and ways of doing things and thinking about things. And I feel like sometimes it's not like a conscious decision. It's just you're this way because of your ancestors, and that's why your work comes out that way.
Hearing you talk about your intuition, I'm realizing like I feel a little separate from that right now. And I'm wondering, like, do you have maybe some advice about how I could cultivate that intuition again through flowers?
One thing that I could definitely recommend is like visiting like a flower shop or, you know, looking up like local floral classes or like just being in a space where there is a variety of flowers for you to choose from and just kind of like spending your time with them or like, you know, just like admiring them and getting your hands dirty with them. So like letting yourself be attracted to different ones without not so much thinking like, oh, what will the end result be, but just kind of like choosing flowers that are sticking out to you, which is then like you'll think later like, oh, that was like my intuition choosing those or whatever. So I think like just be open to the fact that the decisions that you're gonna be making, even if you're not thinking about the end result too much, is the right decision for you because you're making it from a place that's guided by like all this history.
Can we get our hands on some flowers and like make a small bouquet together?
If you want, we can like have you choose some and then I can tell you like what the different like energies that you're putting into like the bouquet that you're making and whatnot. So we could definitely do that, yeah.
I choose some flowers that I'm drawn to. Jessica says they'll each serve a different purpose in my bouquet. So the solidago I find will be my filler flower. It's a green stem with clusters of bushy golden flowers. My secondary flower is called the snapdragon. I pick really tall ones to give the arrangement some height. I also select some eucalyptus to add texture. Lastly, I pick two different colored dahlias as my focal flowers, including one that's a deep plum purple.
The main thing you have here is the dahlias. So you're attracted to like a very like elegant flower, like
which actually, this is funny because this is was your intention, spiritual evolution. So if what you're trying to do is like tie in with like your spiritual side and your intuition a little more, dahlias are really good for like grounding that. The solidago, which is like the filler flower that you chose, that is known for like encouragement, good luck, success. So if you like have that around, it might like help you bring in like financial stability and that kind of thing. And then the little yellow snapdragons, these are symbolically known for like creativity, which I think is really cool because you're like trying to be creative with the flowers right now. And then for the eucalyptus that we're working with for the greenery, eucalyptus is symbolically known for like purification, and the magical powers that it has is for healing.
Cool. It sounds like what I was called to are things that I'm trying to channel. Mm-hmm. So it's like this nice, like I put out that energy and that's what I got back. I'm attracting it.
Yeah, definitely.
Next, Jessica shows me how to assemble the individual stems I picked into an elegant bouquet. First, we start by removing all the leaves and petals on the lower parts of the stems, because petals in the vase water ends up creating bacteria, and we don't want that.
So then once you have that stripped, the next thing I do is kind of like to go through and look at it and just make sure that nothing on it is like dying. So like, let's say it was like a rose, you would pluck off all the like wilting petals and whatever, which actually also is known to help flowers last longer, because you're kind of taking away the little parts that the flower might be spending too much energy trying to heal or bring back. So if you take off like a leaf or a petal that is dying, you're letting the flower concentrate on like on the good parts. Mm-hmm. And then it'll help it like last a little longer because it's not wasting energy trying to bring that back. So once you have like your stems and you're like, okay, this seems like it's ready to work with, I like to start with the greens because you kind of like create this base. So you grab your greens so that you have like this little like fluff to work with. After the greenery, I will go for the filler flower next. So because you're still kind of creating like this little nest where you're gonna put like the focal flowers. And since both of what we have left is dahlias, they're both technically focal flowers, but since these are a little smaller, I would go with these next. Okay. So usually I'm putting in like the larger flower last. Because it's like really like the star of the show. So once you have like everything kind of shaped, then you know like where there's space to really show off that focal flower. So I would do the littler dahlias first.
They're kind of like a sunrise color, which I think is why I was drawn to them, because they really pop with the yellow snapdragons. The snapdragon's almost kind of like this highlighter yellow, but then these are more soft, and so it's this nice play.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little like sorbet, like sunset type of situation going on, and then you're gonna put in like the darkness of the night. It's like this whole, yes, like process of the sun going down that you have going on. I love it.
Kind of like the way like the flowers kind of hug each other, just based on like where you put them. I like that.
Yeah, they definitely like play with each other and like just kind of like vibe off each other.
I like it. I'm happy with it.
Okay, cool. It looks really beautiful. It's definitely giving that like end of the day, like all the vibes you need to like get like some nice rest. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's so beautiful.
Do you ever name your bouquets?
On my website, certain like arrangements have names that I've put just to be able to like recognize them, but when I'm doing like hand ties and stuff like that, not really. You should give it a name.
Yeah. I really like what you were saying about sorbet. I don't know. Is it cheesy to call her sorbet?
No, I think it goes.
Sorbet. I really am feeling the sorbet.
Dahlia sorbet.
Dahlia sorbet.
Yeah, you did a great job. I love it.
Thank you.
As soon as I got home, I placed the flower bouquet in a glass vase to rest on my altar. With Jessica's guidance on changing the water every 2 days and trimming the dead leaves, my bouquet lasted me a good 10 days. For me, putting flowers on my altar is a twofold offering, one to myself and one to my ancestors. It's a way to tell them, I'm thinking of you. This abundance is for you. And in turn, it's a mirror to remind myself there is beauty around me. So, big, big thank you to Jessica Alicia Cotrim for having me in your space and showing me the ways of the floral world. I learned so much from you. If you, right nowish listeners, also want to learn from Jessica, she offers in-person workshops on how to make your hand-tied bouquets. So be sure to follow her on Instagram to stay in the loop of upcoming dates. Her handle is at Beija Flor Gallery. And for those of you who want to order yourself or a loved one a bouquet for pickup or delivery, you can order directly on Jessica's website at BeijaFlorDesigns.com. And Beija is spelled B-E-I-J-A. Now, time to give thanks to the whole squad that makes this show possible. Jorge Olivares produced this episode. Chris Hambrick is our editor. Our engineer is Christopher Beal. The Right Nowish team also includes Pendarvis Harshaw, Cherie Bishop, and Rice Stottenborough. Additional support from Jen Cheehan, Katie Sprenger, Cesar Saldana, and Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Marisol Medina Cadena. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, share the episode with a friend or hit me up on Twitter at Marisol Reports and let me know what your favorite flower is. Right Nowish is a KQED production.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.